the other in Navajo County. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 75 points and the NASDAQ off 66. This is SRN News.
You have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our major warming trend continues today. In fact, I think today's high will be in the mid to upper 80s, feeling more like summertime, really. Clouds early give way to sunshine later. We're dry through the evening hours tonight with clouds increasing, but in the overnight hours and the wee hours of Saturday morning, showers and storms not only become likely, but some could be strong, possibly severe. The storms clear out early in the day on Saturday. Look for sunshine later with a high up to about 84. Another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
Severe weather is being forecasted for this Friday night in parts of Alabama. A weather system bringing severe thunderstorms will enter the state from the northwestern part and then travel eastward and southward through the northern, central, and southeastern parts of the state, heading Dothan in the early parts of Saturday. By Saturday afternoon, there will be a reprieve with storms and showers also possible on Sunday. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
A rape case will continue, despite the fact that the victim was just killed in a car crash. The case is against former Mobile County Sheriff's Deputy Tyler Murphy. Murphy is currently out on bond. The female victim accused Murphy of rape while he was on duty. Mobile County District Attorney Keith Blackwood told WALA News that despite losing the key eyewitness in this case, there is other evidence that they will use to take the case forward, and that it's not the first time that prosecutors have had such a unique position. Defense Attorney Christine Hernandez says she will ask for the case to be dismissed since her client pleaded not guilty and there is no witness or victim to cross-examine. The band Counting Crows is making Alabama part of their 2023 Banshee Season Tour. The rock band will be stopping in Albertville on August 12th and perform at the Sand Mountain Amphitheater. General ticket sales are already underway. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Missouri's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
I like to do it at night. People aren't around.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
If you get a cough, please leave me alone.
I got worms.
I got hairy legs.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Shut up! Silly woman.
You know, they used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who.
Hey, mister, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a fella in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome. Into News and Views on a Friday, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. It's a great Friday afternoon. I'm feeling amazing. Eddie, you seem to be in good spirits.
Pretty good. Ready to get the weekend going.
And I can't see them because it's radio, but I have a feeling like our audience is very good looking today.
Really?
Yeah. I might find the love of my life today. Who knows? It's that good of a day.
Wow.
Now, that aside, the news sucks.
Yes, it does.
Washington, D.C. is awful. They're out of control. Hey, Joe Biden, why don't you go jump in a lake, you old... Words I can't say because of the FCC and, you know, normal good social etiquette and standards.
But you're frustrated is what you're trying to go through.
Yes. Well, let's start with Alabama.
Okay.
This is an Alabama story and a national story. It broke, I believe, yesterday. David Ignatius of the Washington Post, he's the guy that gets all the inside scoops from the intelligence community.
Oh, okay.
Because when certain things are leaked to the press, that's a national security matter, and we might lock you up for, you know, the rest of your life.
Right.
But if other people leak it to the press, certain reports, that's just good journalism in the First Amendment right there.
Because I see the double standard now.
Yeah. But the report here is that the Biden administration is, considering going back on the decision to make U.S. Space Command's headquarters there in Hunt Vegas, in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
According to David Ignatius, the reversal is based on the impact the move could have on national security.
BS.
There's that BS magic word.
Yep.
Here's the quote from Ignatius's report. The White House appears ready to reverse a Trump administration plan to relocate the U.S. Space Command from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama, because it fears the transfer would disrupt operations at a time when space is increasingly important to the military.
I touch BS. Is anybody calling him out on the BS? Is anybody stood up and hollered liar?
Oh, in a second. Good. Both senators, Senator Tuberville and Senator Britt, had plenty to say. We'll get to that in a second, but let's continue to set the predicate, but increasingly important to the military at this time. When are we not at war? Because apparently we got missiles flying back and forth in Syria while we're now giving depleted uranium munitions to the Ukrainians. Yeah, that won't get anybody sick like in the Gulf War. Goodness gracious. But the Space Command siting decision has been a political football for the past 4 years, writes David Ignatius. Trump made the decision on January the 11th, 2021, 5 days after the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
That's the problem right there. Trump decision. That's the whole issue right there.
He had said earlier that he wouldn't decide until he knew the 2020 election results to see how it turns out. Colorado voted against him while Alabama gave Trump strong support and its representatives backed his false claim that he won. Now, Ignatius acknowledged that Trump's decision had passed muster with the DOD Inspector General's office, the Government Accountability Office. However, he also suggested Trump's move was tied to his support
for 2020 election challenge at the time from then U.S. Representative Mo Brooks of Huntsville and Tommy Tuberville, who resides there in Auburn. So now the senators are responding. I believe Tuberville was first in my inbox, but like a couple minutes later, there is a message from Senator Katie Britt's office. But let's start with Tuberville since he got here first. Quote, the U.S. Air Force's thorough selection process and decision to put SpaceCom headquarters in Alabama was based on evidence of what's best for the military and the country. The Air Force selected Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama, over 65 other locations, including Colorado. Members of Congress from Colorado requested two additional studies when they didn't get their way. Both of those studies confirmed that Huntsville was the number one location for SpaceCom, based on things like workforce, existing infrastructure, education, and cost of living.
Cost of living, right there.
Colorado did not make the top three. The best place for Space Command is in Huntsville. This is not my opinion, says Senator Tommy Tuberville. This is fact. And they get into all the different, you know, the timeline, the background, very long form email here from Senator Tuberville, but I'll go now to Senator Katie Britt. Quote, locating the permanent Space Command headquarters on Redstone Arsenal undoubtedly remains in the best national security interest of the United States. Huntsville finished first in both the Air Force's evaluation phase and selection phase, leaving no doubt that the Air Force's decision to choose Redstone as the preferred basing location was correct purely on the merits. That decision should remain in the Air Force's hands and should not be politicized. Selecting a fifth-place finisher would obviously prioritize partisan political considerations at the expense of our national security, military modernization, and force readiness. Alabama's world-class aerospace and defense workforce capabilities and synergies stand ready to fulfill the mission and strengthen our national security long into the future. You know, I wonder how many of these decisions, not just, say, headquarters of Space Command, but all sorts of military assets, how many of these decisions are actually made on merit or by a bunch of corrupt jackasses that call themselves servants, like Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.?
These same people, Joey, that won't do anything for the train disaster because those folks didn't vote for him.
Right.
So at what point do we get to call him out and say, hey, you lying old fool, get the hell out of here.
Lying old fart.
Just can't stand
lying it. Up and down about all of this.
But nobody calls him out. They still worship the ground he walks on.
Yeah, it's just absolutely
I don't know his miserable. Approval rating, whatever it is, it's a lie. Unless it's in the negatives, it's a damn lie.
Well, and I'm happy to say that I'm doing well today. I'm doing great. I'm enjoying myself. But not when I read the news. Not when it's just another example of how this is a gang of thieves writ large. It's Corleone in a suit. It's President Corleone. It's Senator Corleone. You see it over and over again. That these folks don't have the best interest and they're not principled. They rise above their principles to reward friends and punish enemies. And it'd be one thing if they were creating good outcomes. But no, the outcomes they seek might be crap for the average American. It might be suboptimal for America as a nation. But as long as they get more money and power and reward their friends and can continue to centralize control there in that swamp on the Potomac, then all is good in the world. 272-9228. Let's go to, man, he keeps calling early. Robert, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, guys. I call early because you inspire me. First of all, I want to say, wow, Joey. Man, you said it so well. But I'm sorry, as a caller, I'm going to hit you with something that you hadn't talked about. But I love what you just did. Yeah, the set three. I saw on TV Joe Biden, our president, President Biden, no billionaire should pay less in taxes than, you know, a firefighter or a teacher or anything. And the Democrats against Trump, they always wanted the tax returns, and the Democrats always say, hey, I present mine, right? So it should be public knowledge. If it is public knowledge, I'd like to know if his tax returns show those deposits coming from the third-party person from China, Ukraine, and all them. And I'm spitting it out there. I know that the sidetrack from what you just went through and what you just went through, I'm 100% with y'all on that, you know? And the question is that reported? You know, in other words, is that income reported? And if so, you're a...
No, Robert, the way they did this, and they're not, they're wicked, but they are smart. The way that a lot of Biden's money would be held by Hunter. And then that third party adds another layer. So, I mean, right. If some really, independent prosecutor wanted to go after this, but we all know U.S. attorneys and all this stuff, that just it's not independent. It's a big club and you ain't in it.
Right. And I understand that's another layer, but isn't that the same thing as depositing more than $500 cash into your checking account?
All right.
Or any of the other stuff that they're putting on us?
Oh, yeah, and we've got another story today, Robert. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, they just made big threats to Coinbase, to PayPal, to others. In particular, went after Jack Dorsey's company, Block, which you might know as Cash App, the parent company of Cash App, and the Washington or elite, whether it's SEC or the Biden White House, are saying Cash App allows criminals access the banking system. Because that doesn't go on in traditional banking whatsoever.
Just for your high-dollar criminals.
It's the same, you know, I hate to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's the same with Bitcoin that collapsed. There's corruption all anyway, man. But I do enjoy this back and forth. I know you're putting on a show. I love your show. I love what you went through. And when I say love, the people I like, I tell them I love them. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you. I talked about how good-looking the audience is. I might find the love of my life today. It ain't you, big boy, but I do appreciate your love. And call again soon.
And if you can't get nobody to cook for you, just come by my house. We'll feed you.
I don't know if I'm going to do that, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Bye-bye.
272-9228. Yeah, it's a big club, and you ain't in it. But here is Senator Tuberville about 10 months ago talking about, this GAO report, Government Accountability Office, about Space Command.
Hi, Coach Tuberville here.
Hey, Coach.
I want to update you on the future of our military's mission in space. Back in 2020, the Air Force conducted an extensive search for the best location for the new home of U.S. Space Command. The Air Force evaluated 66 different locations in 28 states. And they looked at objective criteria like infrastructure, cost, mission capability, and quality of the local community. The Air Force chose Huntsville, Alabama, as the new home of Spacecom, which will eventually be home to more than 1,400 personnel. But that was 16 months ago. Since then, the decision has been tied up in government reviews by the Inspector General at the Department of Defense and the Government Accountability Office at the request of other lawmakers. We finally received the results of both reviews this week. I'm glad to report both reviews were positive. The Inspector General found that, quote, the process Air Force officials used to select Huntsville complied with the law and policy, and it was reasonable in identifying Huntsville as a preferred location for headquarters.
But at the end of the day, the Biden administration saying, well, we got to change this up because, you know, there's too much war making going on that requires space. We can't move the headquarters. And plus, it was Donald Trump right after that insurrection.
There's the old Donald Trump factor. He's doing all he can do to undermine anything Donald Trump did. Just try, and it's a Democrat policy to try to erase Donald Trump's name and anything he did positive from the history books.
I hope Senators Tuberville and Britt hold up every damn nominee that Biden puts up. Hold up every single person he tries to appoint. I don't care if they're qualified, because apparently merit and qualifications don't matter in Washington, D.C.
It does not matter.
Our government loves to have some play in the joints, Eddie. They love to stand on the Constitution and even on the ideals as presented in the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. They love to stand on, well, the interagency process based on the Administrative Act of 1940, blah, blah, blah. Most of the time, that's just a CYA operation. Because always behind the curtain, there's some play in the joints. There are a lot of informal powers and levers that you can pull. Whether you're talking about the military and how ready we are, or you're talking about the banking system, or education for that matter. And why do they have all these informal levers? Why do they love to stand on the formalities that people believe their government actually is? I've watched Schoolhouse Rock. I know how a bill becomes a law. Oh, really? Because it's the secret to their power. If the rules aren't clear, if the rules are muddled, it gives you a lot of power. And then you get the double whammy of whenever you're in trouble, you just do CYA. Well, we follow the Procedures Act. We're following the Constitution. Say a bunch of lawyers who are trained in manipulating the very King's English that we all speak. So I'm doing fantastic today. Great looking audience. It feels like one of those days I'm going to find the love of my life, Eddie. When you look at Washington, D.C., I can go jump in a lake. Let's go to Donkey Lori.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Lori.
I just wanted to say, if merit and qualifications matter in Washington, D.C., then Kamala Harris should be a janitor at a Denny's on the wrong side of town.
No doubt.
Because she's stoned all the time. She's the most unqualified person. And I agree wholeheartedly with you and Eddie. It was to punish the red state of Alabama. Republican, and remember Trump had a rally in Coleman?
Yep.
And that's to me, that's like the thing. If you are a Trump supporter, Trump backer, if you believe the election was stolen, even if it's fair and square in front of our face, we are the enemy now, and there will be punishment for us. So it's ridiculous, but I mean, let's be honest, they're doing it right in our face, Joey. I mean,
of course.
They don't even hide this crap anymore. So, anyway, I hope you find the love of your life today on the radio. You know it ain't me.
No, and, unfortunately not.
But how's Fudge doing?
Fudge is doing great.
Yeah,
he's single. I got three bags of apples in my truck right now. He's
really?
One happy boy when I go. Oh, he'll come running to you like a Labrador Retriever for an apple.
You hear that, Joey? A Labrador Retriever.
Are you really suggesting I should marry a cow?
No, I was saying use the cow as a cute backdrop in a picture to attract some country
girls.
Not
unless you identify as a female cow, because he's a boy.
Well, Joey has his moments.
You know, you've accused me and made comments about me that, you know, I just let go. I don't get in your face about it.
Right.
But now you're suggesting bestiality?
No, dude, I'm suggesting the backdrop of the cow, bull.
Yeah.
You in a picture.
Uh-huh.
Feeding this cow some or bull some apples.
Yeah.
That would be a great picture to draw some women. It's like taking puppies to a park.
Yeah, but isn't that false advertising?
It's not about all that, Joey.
Well, actually, that's what flirting is, false advertising.
Right. Do you put out your best behavior? Or do you put out Joey number one when you're on a date? Or do you put out Joey, you know, kind of number three or four?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. No, my mistake is I am who I am. And let the cards fall where they may.
Here we go back to explaining why we're still single.
I'm going to find them, though. I'm going to find the love of my life.
The fish doesn't know who you really are until you reeled them in, got them off the hook, thrown them in the bucket or something.
That's right, baby.
I'll leave you guys on that note. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori. This is part of the program brought to you by Sweet Creek Farm Market. Now, folks, you got to get in on the Sweet Creek drawing, that $60 gift card. You got to tell us your month and day of birth. You got to do it on air and request to get in on the drawing. And with $60, it'd go a long way there. I mean, that could feed you all week with lunch. And they have some kick butt sandwiches there. That camp stew is second to none. Those fall off the bone ribs, personally, my favorite. Maybe you're entertaining a bunch of folks at the home. Or it could be like, honey, we're going to eat tonight. And you just take down a Boston butt together?
That'd be nice.
Now, that's love right
that
there. That's love when you can eat a Boston. You don't even have to get plates. You just
go in it.
His hands right in it.
Oh, man.
They also have that smoked chicken that Sky Mosley recommends.
Oh, yeah, he loves chicken.
And I can't wait for that homemade ice cream. Well, Reed Ingram is magic with that stuff.
I saw a post on Facebook about the strawberries being there, too.
Strawberry ice cream, the peach ice cream, the peanut butter ice cream, I think is my favorite. The hubcap cookies.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can pick up groceries like fresh milk here from Alabama. Or
Wagyu beef.
Oh, it's jams, jellies, preserves that you can't get anywhere else. And it's also a great place to just spend time with the family. Great family atmosphere. The goats and the chickens aren't around. There's like a whole playground area, a huge property right there off of 231 South. It's like you're heading towards Troy, but way before you get to something like Sykes and Cons, it's right past Taylor Road, like a mile past Taylor Road.
It kind of reminds me of the rest areas back in the day.
Yeah, but like with that
everything you
hospitality
need. Yep.
And that family feel. So check out Sweet Creek Farm Market today. You can always call them at 280-3276. 280-3276. I encourage you to like their Facebook page to see the latest produce they're bringing in. And be sure to tell them when you stop by. Tell Reed and Karen Ingram that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. Who's this?
Eric the dog.
Hello, Eric.
Hola.
What's up, Eric?
How you doing?
Hey, isn't it false advertising if you end up on a date with a trans woman and you go to round third and you get the old hole sign?
It seems like. Well, I mean, did anybody say otherwise?
Well, you seem confused about false advertising, so I was just trying to find out.
I mean, flirting is lying, essentially.
How's it lying?
You're really telling the truth when you're flirting?
Yeah, I'm interested in you. Therefore, I'm throwing some attention to you.
I don't think
it
works that way.
Yeah.
I mean, flirting
is a lot, Joe.
I don't think it works that way.
I'm married, so I'll be careful, but.
Then you got to lie, and then you got to lie again, and then you got to lie and lie some more.
No, you just
don't be.
Yeah, you lock hands together in front of God and everybody, and you lie.
No.
The divorce rate shows it.
No, Joey, that's just poor research is what that is.
Right.
You gotta see, you don't tell everything all at once. You don't lie. If you're not asked a direct question, you're not actually
That's a lie of omission. And I got your research right here, big boy, all right?
Not if they never asked the question.
Talking.
They never asked and you didn't omit.
Yeah.
It just never came up.
I'm supposed to know what you meant. I thought I was just supposed to listen to what you said. Don't read into what I'm saying.
Right.
You can't have it both ways, Joey, so you got to learn how to do this.
Well, it sounded like from the beginning of this call you can.
You can have it both ways, and if you care.
That's enough. That's enough from you. I appreciate
all right, buddy.
The call.
Adios.
272-9228. But here's a couple of major, what the cool kids call white pills. Like, hopeful signs of things happening, especially if you believe that Washington, D.C. is run by a corrupt criminal gang that gets away with stuff legally.
I do believe that.
So, homeschooling numbers have skyrocketed since 2020 to 2023.
Shocked.
That's a great thing.
Well, that means, okay, if homeschooling is skyrocketing, that means that the people are still paying for their schools, so the local school district should have extra money for kids they don't have to deal with, right?
You would think.
Yeah. The common sense, right?
The number of people who don't trust the government and the media, the corporate press, is way up.
I believe that too,
it's
Joey.
Fantastic.
I believe that.
But Joey, you're media. No, it's just me and Eddie. Like, we're not that sophisticated.
Like, double media group.
I guess we're technically media, but it's not the same thing.
No.
My goodness. Gun control activists are largely running on fumes. They are. The Supreme Court has made a lot of decisions in that direction. And gun proliferation is the best argument against gun control, not anything you might write down. The conversation of national divorce has largely been normalized. Which, should we actually get a national divorce? I don't know about that. But the fact that people are having the conversation, I think folks are realizing, hey, we've got some irreconcilable differences here. Maybe we could decentralize a lot more power back to localities, given we have a multitude of cultures in the society, and we don't need one size fits all. Another white pill. It has become a known factor by most conservatives that the Republican establishment are enemies of liberty. That is an amazing development. I've seen it in real time here on these airwaves. I'm sure you've seen it too, Eddie. that your average conservative, or maybe somebody who's voted Republican all their life, is now realizing that the Republican establishment are their enemies and enemies of liberty. It's a great development that people are realizing this.
I'm glad people are waking up.
That Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer have much more in common with each other than they do with the respective bases who are also always forced to vote for.
Yep.
It has become socially acceptable to be both patriotic and anti-war at the same time. Well, not according to Joe Scarborough, but he got into it with Dave Smith, who's probably going to be the Libertarian Party's presidential guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was a nice back and forth. We'll get to that before too long. The censorship regime has largely become exposed and discredited. Not by enough, but we're all going in the right direction. These are a bunch of reasons to hope, a bunch of white pills here. Trust of medical, health, food, and nutrition establishment experts has plummeted, and many are making major efforts to be healthier. It's true. Mm. Are you, Eddie, making that? Are you holding back the hope?
Yeah, I didn't eat a whole bag of robin eggs last night, only three quarters of it.
Well, I offered this guy actually up some hope the other day, folks, and he ate it all.
It was delicious.
It's not meant to be put in your
but
belly.
It's so good.
The dissident class, it's like libertarians, conservatives, a lot of devout Christians, etc., but also you include a lot of people on the populist left, are having far more children than some other, say, leftist counterparts.
Hmm.
Yeah, the traditional way is coming up now more and more, and slowly but surely, people are breaking from their carefully crafted conditioning that first started in school. Respect the mediocre person in front of you in the classroom. Now respect the mediocre person who talks like Scott Pelley on the TV, and you're an informed citizen. Now let's watch Big Bang Theory, honey.
What's wrong with some Sheldon?
272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by The Herb Shop. Now, talking about getting healthier.
Yeah, buddy.
The Herb Shop. Carl does fantastic work there. Of course, Carl Schmidt is who I'm talking about. You can hear his show on the weekends
That's
here
right.
on News Talk. And he's a 30-year naturopath herbal medicine specialist. And he can help you with, Eddie, you need to listen, diet management and medical weight loss programs. Not just weight loss. It's not a fad. It's medical in your case. Carl could help you with that, Eddie. See, he's going to answer the phone now and ignoring my advice. But Carl can help you with those sorts of things. And sometimes it's more psychological coaching to help solve some of those triggers that are leading you to bad habits. He can also help get you right when it comes to vitamins and minerals. He's hooked me up with that, and I'm feeling difference. He's also hooked me up with this phototherapy patch that stimulates stem cell production in the body. It's not just anti-aging. It is reverse aging technology, patented, and it's exclusive here in this area to the Herb Shop. He can help you with so much there. It's all based on what your doctor is first saying, and then from there, Carl will take the ball and run with it. Make you feel healthy and happy. They're located at a brand new location in the Peppertree Shopping Center, right next to Jalapenos.
Ooh.
Yeah, like there's Jalapenos and Margarites are on either side of it there in the Peppertree Shopping Center, or you can always call Carl at 271-2882. That's 271-2882. And be sure to tell Carl over there at the Herb Shop that Joey from News and Views sent you. Oh, look, we got all lines lit. Now, if y'all drop off because I got to hit a break, I'm going to be very upset.
Also, and if you want Sweet Creek, say it on the way.
You got to say it on the air. You got to give us a month and day of birth on air.
Right.
And in particular, Red Top, you better not drop because you've been complaining about nobody talks about aerospace at all. Well, we just did 20 minutes. I love our callers. Good looking audience today, Eddie. So,
it is
how do I make sense of you?
Oh, I'm sexy and I know it.
Ugh.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing. and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. The news and views on a Friday.
Friday, baby.
It is Friday. You get away with that, and you do it well.
What's that?
Baby! It's Friday, baby.
Do it my whole life.
Should I start saying baby more often?
No. You're more of a darling kind of guy.
Whatever you say, darling. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Watch out, Eddie. He's going to be starting to get in touch with his feminine side again if we start saying darling to the boy.
Okay, whatever you say, honey.
Yeah. David Ignatius, I detest this guy. He used to be on Meet the Press every morning on Sunday. And I just can't even stand looking at him and his damn list. I remember when they first decided Space Command and all that. I was under the impression that Space Command headquarters was still in Colorado.
Right, and the move, it was supposed to be moved years ago, but then it's been held up.
Yeah, well, that's not going to make no difference to Alabama. You know, we already have a Space Command office right here at Maxwell. Space Command's already running all the launches, so I don't see.
The reason the senators are making a big stink about it is 1,400 jobs just to begin with, and given the trends in military operations, that will probably be expanded.
Yes, but those are jobs that are not here that are potentially coming here, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. So we ain't lost a damn thing. Alabama runs the manned space program, and you know, they ain't gonna be going nowhere without Huntsville.
And this is why the Inspector General and the GAO and all these folks said, "Hey, Alabama makes the most sense because of what you're saying. Let's just continue on with that."
It's just too bad in Alabama. Well, here's one shot of good news today: the International Track and Field Association says no more trans men running after March 31st.
I did hear that.
Year.
Yep, about time.
Damn. That is a promising trend. Now let's get to Alabama. The deep state is in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys, they're not conservative. They're not Republican. They're all Democrats, and they act like Democrats. And this new prison thing, where they're gonna reverse the decision for good time.
Yeah.
And none of the new prisons are going to have expanded capacity. This is like Aaliyah. They're throwing another $9-10 million away.
Throwing our money away. They don't care. It's our money. They'll just steal some more from it.
This state is very restrictive, damn it. You know, you can't gamble. You can't bet on sports. You can't smoke pot. Can't even get legal marijuana. There ain't nothing worth a damn about this group that's at the state house.
And yet people gamble all the livelong day, especially on sports in the state, and they get high. Oh, you better believe there are a lot of Alabamans getting high.
And they're advertising it on TV at all the sports games and all
that. Yeah.
So like last night, it was full of damn gambling advertising.
Yep.
So, golly Moses, I don't know how we get rid of this bunch.
I thought they would age out, but there's a lot of them holding on.
There's a lot of them holding on, and I'm concerned about even talk radio at this point because everybody asks about it, and some of the 30 ain't never even heard of it.
Well, I worry about that too, obviously, given it's my job. But it's interesting. There are folks my age starting to pay attention more and more. About 34, 35, you start to see folks, especially if they have families, kids, you start to pay attention more to everything going on in the world.
God, I hope so, because it seems like a lost generation for information. They're not in the habit. I don't think they're ever going to develop it, Joey.
Well, go to podcasts.
A lot of it is moved to something you loathe. I know, Red Top. It's moved to podcasts in the online space, which is a lot of young people in their 20s, very successful in that space.
I understand, but, you know, gosh, I got to have personal contact because the pod is anything from anywhere. And I know that's the reality of the future. I probably won't move that to that direction because I'd rather do art and write music.
Well, and here's a cool thing, and it's happening, is I think the cultural centers of the country have now shifted to the South, to Austin, to Nashville, to Atlanta, to a lot of spots in Florida. It would be great to see Alabama take their place among those states because we got a lot of great musicians and artists, and it's just a matter of presenting them in the right way.
Always have. Roll Tide, go Trump. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you, Red Top. Let's go to Tootie before we hit a break. Hey, Tootie.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, bud?
Good. You know, this is the first time I had a chance to call you. I was sitting here listening over the internet, and I said, you know, I could call them, you know, because it kind of threw me off this time slot you guys are in. But, you know, was Red Top talking about transgender and track females?
Yeah, I think it's I saw it this morning, the World Athletic Commission or something.
Yeah. I got a niece who's a first-team All-American hurdler at USC. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome,
She almost made it to the Olympics. She fell down in the trials. Her teammate went and took a silver in the 100 high.
Wow.
Maria Cockrell, whose brother plays with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But anyway, I might have an interview for you.
There you go.
Things are beginning to move over there. I'll let you know. But the reason I call, Joey, and it's about, you mentioned gambling. You know, they put McGregor out of business, killed the poor fella. You know, it came out that our gambling has no regulations.
Right.
And, you know, I ran for mayor last time, and I made an issue of it. And WSFA came after me and came out here harassing me during the election of that guy, Brian something. And he filmed it live during the day of the election. They never even bothered to count my votes. But we still, is there anybody that knows what's in this gambling bill?
That they're pushing right now?
Hmm?
That they're pushing with ads right now?
Right.
Yeah. Nothing's actually, I think, been put to paper that's been made public. I'm going to be asking around because things are about to ramp up with the session.
Gerald Dow would be a good one to bring on.
Right.
You know, because he actually came out and went, and he's a long-term senator. He said, this is not right. You know, and we need gambling regulations. All they have to do is go on the internet, and anybody that's listening to this, just Google Nevada gaming laws.
Right.
It's over 500 pages.
Right.
They audit the machine. They do so much. You talk about job creation. And, you know, if they do it right, you know, I'm not against gambling now. Don't get me wrong. But I think we should have some rules and regulations. You know, when Luther Strange was Attorney General, the Supreme Court finally came back and ruled that the machines were illegal because of one word, electronic, and it was left out of the bill. And that's what killed McGregor. After all the money and all the fighting, what, 5-6 years of fighting that mess? And mm-hmm. then, you know, after everybody got paid, you know, then they ruled on it. So technically, you can go to the Department of Interior's website and look it up. The Attorney General has probably as much power in it as anybody. And he can make things happen.
Right.
But, you know, they're trying to stick this on us. That's what brought Donald Trump here. When he got here and saw that this gambling was not regulated, mm-hmm. well, look what he did to Alabama, from Jeff Sessions all the way down to, you know, everything. And, you know, it's like a bad movie. You know, the Indians are actually operating illegally, according to the Department of Interior in the state of Alabama, because McGregor's machines were ruled illegal by the Alabama Supreme Court in 2015.
And they can have something on par with whatever has been legal. Yeah,
that's why you don't have poker. But now all these compacts, it's about like charter schools and vouchers. Vouchers has been legal since 2002. June 27, 2002, U.S. Supreme Court ruled that every child in America can get a voucher and go to a private school. But, you know, because of the lobbyists and the unions and that, it still hasn't happened. And they rule again. And they figured out ways they can siphon off money.
We're running out of time here, Tootie, and great call. But I would say this state is very much about the big mules and an insider's club. Whether it's education, where they want to hold on to that insider's club, or the last comprehensive gaming bill, I thought stunk to high heaven because they were picking a few winners and losers.
Unless they let us read it. It should be up on Allison. At least we could look at the bill.
Yeah, they don't put it up.
They're not putting anything up.
No, they don't do it until 24 hours before the vote.
Well, I appreciate it, Tootie. If I see anything, I'll definitely report it. Thank you, sir. And let's go to Texas before the break. Hey, Texas.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I've been making notes this whole time. I only had a few things, but let me fly through this. Okay. Lord have mercy. I'm going to leave the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. I'm going to let that sit for a minute. Okay. Huntsville. It is so sad that they don't want to acknowledge us. Is Colorado red, white, or blue?
It's leaning more blue these days.
Well, poo-poo on them. Okay.
But there are a lot of white people out there.
Well, I don't care if I'm white, purple, green.
I'm just messing with you.
Joey, don't make me drive over there. I'm actually a Mesopotamic Caucasian because I did 2 hours of research about 4 years ago.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Wait a minute. You know, these Alabama cronies that our last caller just talked about, they don't want us to have gambling. And you know what? A lot of us are just going to go back to Texas because there's a lot of land over there. We can live up in the north part of Texas, and life is good in the neighborhood. Wait a minute. Let me look on my notes. The Islamic thing I'll bring up at another time. Two pie Eddie.
Yes, ma'am.
You ain't getting two pies.
That's okay? What I hear.
You might get two tarts.
That's fine.
Joey, you're in charge of the tarts when they come because I'm actually baking on Sunday.
I don't know if I'm ready for that responsibility.
That was interesting.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine, Joey.
I love you guys more.
Thank you, honey.
Thanks, Texas.
Yep, bye-bye.
Now, as long it doesn't have to be two pies, but as long as my boy here can double fist with, like, you know, two beers, two Bush Lights, two tarts, whatever it is.
I'm a double fister all day long.
He is in a good mood. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. Well, they can help you men out. They're reinventing men's health care here in the River Region. So it could be, you know, sexual performance problems. It could be prostate issues. What they specialize in is making sure you know your numbers. What numbers? Your testosterone numbers. A lot of guys walking around with low T, and they feel run down. They feel tired way too early in the day. They're never in the mood. It's just not a good place to be. And a lot of men don't know what's causing this. Is it stress? Is it what? It could be, but you should go to Montgomery Men's Health and see. It might be low T. For only $99 in about an hour, it's a quick blood draw. You can know your numbers. And if you do have low T, they have treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change your life. Most men after treatment experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Yeah, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns. You might even notice an increased libido, brother.
Nothing wrong with that, Joey.
Nothing wrong with that at all. So call up Montgomery Men's Health today. That's 440-3663, 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views with Joey and Eddie Two Pies. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
During Prattville Carpet Spring Sale, you can get Mohawk waterproof hardwood flooring regularly priced at $11 per foot installed. Right now priced at $7 per foot installed. And get vinyl plank installed as low as $5 per foot while supplies last. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Call 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate, 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Hey folks, this is Jody.
And Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. Our major warming trend continues today. In fact, I think today's high will be in the mid to upper 80s, feeling more like summertime, really. Clouds early give way to sunshine later. We're dry through the evening hours tonight with clouds increasing, but in the overnight hours and the wee hours of Saturday morning, showers and storms not only become likely, but some could be strong, possibly severe. The storms clear out early in the day on Saturday. Look for sunshine later with a high up to about 84. Another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Right now, Alabama legislators have another chance to pass a gaming and lottery bill.
Creating 12,000 jobs.
And over $700 million a year in new funding for the state.
Money for roads and infrastructure.
Education. Healthcare.
High-speed internet expansion.
And public safety.
It's time to stop leaving money on the table.
It's time to get it done.
Pass.
Pass.
Pass a comprehensive gaming and lottery bill.
Paid for by Winning for Alabama.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views, Friday edition. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader here in the studio.
How you doing, Joe?
Who put TBS on the TV?
Probably somebody got tired of watching the news.
Yeah, I guess we're watching an old late season episode of Friends. One where Joey falls in love with Rachel. Ugh. Let's go to Dilbert. Hey, Dilbert.
Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Doing good. How you doing, Dilbert?
Okay. Yeah, I was just calling about Red Top mentioned that you can't smoke marijuana in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he. And I have relatives that smoke marijuana, and I have friends. And I have family members up in Huntsville, and they say that they've been to Colorado and bought it, and they've been to Washington, D.C. and bought it. And they say in Alabama, the illegal is cheaper and better than what they buy out there that's legal. So they said, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Right. It's easy to get. It's untaxed.
Right.
Sir?
It's easy to get. It's untaxed. Why not? Leave it alone.
Yeah. I mean, I know somebody that works for a defense contractor in hospital that has to urinate in a cup.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever they go. And they don't say anything. And he smokes marijuana all the time.
Well, and also there are a lot of legal products now that'll show up as positive for cannabis on a drug test. So I think there are a lot of employers looking the other way. And I imagine the only time they're going to be looking hardcore is if, like, you really are operating heavy machinery, these sorts of things.
Well, I don't know, man. It just seems like we can't get nothing done here. But that's what they've been telling me on that issue is just leave it alone and leave it alone.
Well,
all right,
you.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Dilbert. No, I think Dilbert's friends are correct. The war on drugs, well, it's over, and drugs won.
Mm-hmm.
Prohibition has failed. But any retreating army, the prohibitionists,
yeah,
you always need a rear guard action to protect your backside. And Alabama's more than happy to sign up. We'll continue to pretend that the war is still going on as we retreat on this. Goodness. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And there at Pest Pro Services, it's time to fight the bite. The mosquitoes are back. And if you think, hey, I got a week or two, I don't have to do... No. Mosquitoes go from an egg to an adult in like 8 to 10 days.
Yeah.
So you wait a week or so. Because when you say a week, you know it's going to be more like 14 days.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to have a huge mosquito problem. Especially if you're near water, if you have sitting water around you. You've got to take back your yard. And if you like to entertain outside, you got a pool out there. You don't want to be having to spray yourself down all the time or just get these big welts from those, especially those early season bites that you're not used to them yet.
Plus, if you got kids coming over and you got grandkids coming over, you don't want them coming up to you and they get bit by a mosquito. And you kind of feel bad because you could have taken preventative maintenance. Right.
They can also do preventative work for those termites. Termite season is upon us. You don't want to wait until you got a huge problem with your home. Your insurance ain't going to cover it. So get Pest Pro Services out to your property today, whether for mosquitoes, termites, or any potential pest problems. 265-9990. That's 265-9990. You can also go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. See their latest deals and what they're doing to give back to the community. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and the team there that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. We'll be